Hey, welcome. Let's build atmospheric layers for drum and bass in Ableton Live. This lesson is for beginners making DNB, jungle, or rolling bass music who want practical, repeatable methods to create rich, moving atmospheres that sit under breaks, intros, and drops. Expect step-by-step device chains, useful settings, routing tips, and arrangement ideas you can implement right away. We're aiming for dark, wide, and rolling. Let's get into it. What you'll end up with. You'll create a four-layer atmosphere bed at about 174 BPM suitable for intros and breakdowns. The four layers are a deep tonal pad using Wavitable, a warped field recording texture, a high shimmer or air layer, and a rhythmic gated or stutter element. You'll route them into a group, use shared reverb and delay returns, resample to a stem for CPU efficiency, and then lightly sidechain the bed so drums and bass have room. Project setup. Quick start. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create four tracks and name them pad, texture, shimmer, and FX or gating. Group those tracks into one group and call it Atmos Bed. Grouping makes volume automation and sends easier, especially when you want to automate the whole atmosphere for builds or drops. Layer A. Deep tonal pad with Wavitable. Create a MIDI track and load Wavitable. For weight, set oscillator 1 to a sine or a smooth saw and drop it 1 octave. Add oscillator 2 as a slightly detuned saw or triangle at normal octave, with about 6 to 12 cents of detune to create width. Use a low pass filter, something like a 12 or 24 dB low pass, and set the cutoff somewhere between about 800 and 1500 Hz. Tune by ear. Keep resonance low. For the amp envelope, set attack fairly soft, around 100 to 300 milliseconds so the pad swells in. Keep sustain high, and set release between 1.5 and 3.5 seconds so notes breathe. Use a very slow LFO or a small filter envelope routed to cutoff, with a shallow amount, maybe 10 to 25%, so the pad moves over time. LFO rates around 0.05 to 0.25 Hz work well. Add an EQ8 to high pass the very lowest octaves. Set the HB around 120 to 180 Hz to protect the sub. A chorus or chorus ensemble at a low wet amount around 10 to 20% widens the pad. For space, use your hybrid reverb or reverb as a return send. Pre-delay 10 to 30 milliseconds, decay 2.5 to 5 seconds, and filter the reverb so there's a low cut around 200 Hz and a gentle high cut around 8 to 10 kHz. Finish with a subtle saturator, drive a 2 to 4 and soft clipping for warmth. Layer B. Field recording texture. Drag a field recording into an audio track and name it texture. Use complex or complex pro warp mode for smooth stretching. Transpose the clip down by 7 to 12 semitones or time stretch it to make it darker and longer. Loop it across a musical length, 1 to 8 bars depending on your arrangement. Insert an EQ8 and high pass around 250 to 350 Hz to remove rumble. Notch any nasty mid frequencies between 300 and 800 Hz if it's muddy, and add a gentle low pass around 6 to 8 kHz to tame harsh highs. For movement, use Ableton LFO map to the filter cutoff, or to a grain parameter if you're using Granulator Roman 2. Keep this LFO very slow, again in the 0.05 to 0.2 Hz range. For spatial cohesion, send this texture to the same reverb and a separate delay return. Short sync delay times, dotted eighths or eighth notes, with low feedback. Layer C. Shimmer and air. Create a MIDI track and use operator or simpler. For shimmer, try a sine plus triangle pair with a touch of FM in operator, or use simpler with filtered white noise for airy high end. Dial the envelope to a short attack, very small sustain, and release around 1 to 2 seconds so shimmer tails breathe between notes. Play high register notes and add a tiny pitch modulation for life. High pass this layer with EQ8 at around 1 to 2 kHz so it sits above the pad and texture. Add chorus ensemble at 20 to 40% wet for stereo width, and send to the same reverb return with a reverb EQ'd brighter. A slight boost around 6 to 10 kHz on the reverb return gives sparkle without harshness. A tiny bit of frequency shifter can add stereo interest. Layer D. Rhythmic gating and movement. For gated atmosphere, put AutoPan on a copy of the texture or on a dedicated track. Choose a square shape for a chopping gate. Sync the rate to 1/60 or 1/8 and try 1/16 triplet for a rolling feel. Set the amount high, 50 to 100%, and play with phase to lock it with other rhythmic elements. As an alternative, use auto filter with its LFO sync to the groove to create rhythmic sweeps. Returns and cohesion. Create two return tracks, one reverb and one delay. on the reverb return set pre-delay 10 to 40 milliseconds and decay between 2.5 and 5 seconds, with a low cut around 200 to 350 Hz and a high cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the reverb devices dry/wet moderate and drive the final wet amount with send levels. For the delay return, use echo and sync mode or ping pong delay with delay times in the 8th to quarter range and feedback around 15 to 30%. Balance sends so the pad sends around 20 to 35% to reverb, texture 30 to 50%, and shimmer 20 to 40% depending on taste. Using sends glues the layers into the same space and save CPU. Group, resample, and stems. Group the four atmosphere tracks into one group called Atmos Bid. For CPU savings and to simplify processing, resample the group, create a new audio track, set input to resampling, arm it, and record 8 to 16 bars. That gives you a single stem you can further process, sidechain, or export. Sidechaining and ducking to drums. Place a compressor on the Atmos group or the resampled stem and enable sidechain. Route a drum bus, kick, or a ghost kick to trigger the sidechain. Set thresholds so the compressor trims about 3 to 6 decibels on transients. Ratio around 3 to 6 to 1. Attack very fast, around 1 to 10 milliseconds, and release between 100 and 250 milliseconds as a starting point. For punchier DNB, try shorter release around 80 to 160 milliseconds. For more subtle ducking, use a longer release. This audio version is shortened for playback.